problem with that. Los problemas que la gente tenían before COVID that they couldn't sit back and kind of reflect and diagnose is now COVID is a whole problem all on its own. There's people that have gotten depression and problems because of COVID. So now they got to deal with their COVID issues on top of the issues they had before that they didn't know they had. But now because of COVID, they were able to find out that they had issues before COVID, and now that they're in their house solo,
sin hacer nada. You know what that means? Self-actualization and self-realization.
Self-realization. So, hey, bienvenidos, señores. Welcome to episode 10, ladies and gentlemen. Oof. This is episode 10 of this beautiful ass podcast that I wouldn't want it any other way. We've gotten so much support from the beginning, even before the podcast started.
Yep.
I know it's only 10 episodes, but man, that number feels good. We're in the double digits.
Yep.
Yeah, and every time I think we bring something different, like we bring different conversations that I got an email. Not an email. Who emails nowadays? I got a DM. I got a DM from somebody that the episode we spoke about, like, what was the episode? The deep one we had, like, with the shit. Yo, también la que se habla.
De la familia, de la familia.
The family one that we was talking about.
All about that situation that you had?
Yeah. The situation with my dad, that one. We all kind of got deep. Somebody DM'd and they said that they were having the similar situation in their life, and we kind of helped them see, like, the right way.
Path,
like, you know, help we gave them a different view of how to see the situation.
Yeah.
Yesterday, I got pulled over by the cops. I did.
¿A qué hora? ¿A qué hora?
I did. It was like 3 o'clock.
Oh, okay. It was before you.
Yeah, it was in the afternoon. Okay. I got pulled over by the cops, and it was because it was a lady cop. She recognized me, and she wanted to stop me and say that she liked our episode last week.
For real?
Yeah.
You know, shit, like, all your thoughts like in a blur right
yeah,
now.
Yeah. And for good reason.
Like, you're going to have to refresh my mind.
Yeah. What was the episode last week? My ex is my best friend.
Oh, yeah, nice. Yeah.
That one?
Yeah.
So she pulled me over. She turned on the lights. I was driving. Sin cinturón. So I thought, I'm like, okay, I'm getting a cinturón ticket. But now she pulled me over and she's like, yo, I just want to let you know that I've been following you for a while. And I just, más de allá, the podcast I've been following, and I really liked your last episode. So I feel like every episode we're just getting better and better and better.
You know something? I think you're going to have to change your plate. Esa placa la conoce.
Yeah.
Esa placa la conoce mucha gente.
Ahí va.
I think so. And I've been thinking about it for a while to change my license plate.
Yeah, like, I think you grew out of it already. You know, like, ya eso como que no está.
Ahora que me invento para ponerle en la placa.
Yeah, but that shit feels good, you know?
Like, have you seen his plate?
No.
Don't say it here.
You should see it. You should see it.
Please don't.
You should see it.
I don't need it.
It's unique.
So within the last week, I've been pulled over 3 times.
Oh, boy.
By cops stopping, woo, and wanting to take pictures and talk to me about the podcast and my other project.
That's really dope.
Last weekend, I was filming. I put it up on my Instagram. Last week I was filming for the show I'm doing, and like in the middle of the show, right? Like, we were filming, and some cops pulled me over. I was in the show car, like,
wow,
the car I'm doing the show in,
yeah.
And they pulled us over. And like, the director was like, "Yo, what the fuck is going on? Like, we got everything right, we got all the permits." Like, and then it was 3 cops. They pulled out very nice, and they just wanted to have a conversation with me and take pictures and stuff, which is very dope. So,
gracias a Dios que yo cambio de carro mucho.
Gracias a Dios que ya no tengo
carro. Eso lo digo para decirle a ustedes.
Gracias a Dios.
Que vale la pena. Nosotros no estamos gastando nuestro tiempo aquí.
I was on my live, when was it, like 2 days ago? And I had people that has got on my live and be like, yo, y'all doing a great job. Continue it. Y'all cracking me up.
Y la gente está poniendo atención. Because somebody DM me like, yo, when's Jula coming back?
I know.
I'm like, yo, Jula never left. It's just somebody took his seat last 2 weeks.
My cousin called me. She was like, yo, bro, you still on the show? I'm like, yeah, why? She's like, I couldn't hear you at all. I didn't even recognize your voice. I was like,
so
wow.
So that's good. That means people are paying attention to the show. And I'm very proud and I'm happy with the direction we're going in. This is episode 10, and episode 10, we're missing 2 people here, man.
2, yeah.
Sobago. Se levantaron a las 4 para no llegar.
Para no llegar.
Para eso salen a la calle.
Nosotros salimos. Yo llegué a mi casa, ¿tú sabes qué hora?
A
las 10 y media de la mañana.
Wow. We got Nueva York 50% right
Nosotros, yo salí a las 10 de la noche anoche a una fiesta típica y llegué a las 10 y media de esta mañana a mi casa. That's 12 hours and a half. Yo,
I can't do that no more, bro. Yo,
I don't think I can.
Yo a las 2 de la mañana ya.
A mí me duele la rodilla, loco, ya.
I think you need some calcium.
Loco, like, yo, I can't do this. Pero que, the thing is, like, ya yo tengo tantos años, like, DJing and partying and stuff like that. Yo estoy desde como, desde los 13 o 14 años en la calle. So, it's like, I'm, like, tired.
Tú tienes que andar con tu vitamina Flintstone.
No, pero tú sabes, son muchos años ya en lo mismo. So, you get kind of, like, over it. Like, mientras todo el mundo está like, oh, yo, let's go out, like, alguna vez yo estoy like, do I really want to go out? Like, for especially me, like, now that, that we're going through this, you know?
Yes, because before you used to be like, hell yeah, we are, you used to never double think it. Ahora,
tú me preguntas mal, so yo te digo, okay, vámonos. But now it's like,
okay, so for me, like, I go out, yes, to have a good time sometimes, but 75% of the times, it's mi trabajo, like, I gotta go out because I have to do an appearance or host or stuff. And I got to show face, right? So that's kind of my motivating factor to go out. Si no, yo me quedara en mi casa durmiendo.
Yep.
But the fact that, that in our path, like, we have to go out to network, and that's just what we signed up for.
Just to show face. Just aunque show aunque face. Uno no se esté ganando nada, but, like, people see you, oh, mira fulano, ahí, you know, somebody and they, like, that's how they start following.
It can open more opportunities, too. Yeah. Yeah.
And I got a good example of that. Last year, before COVID, maybe December of last year, yo fui a un party de Rafizi. Rafizi was hosting.
Yeah.
And I went to show love. It wasn't my party. Yo no me estaba ganando nada, but I went. When I walked in the door, there was un dueño de negocio ahí, and he pulled me to the side. He's like, yo, I've been meaning to reach out to you. Good thing I saw you now. I have $600 in my pocket right now, so you could put up this post for me. Bro, I walked into the club and made $600 just because I walked in.
Wow.
Yep. If I wouldn't have gone, like, I wouldn't have made those $600.
Things happen for a reason. That's what's up. Like,
yo, do you guys feel like you have shit in your life that you want to get off your chest? Or maybe you have some feelings that you don't know what they mean?
Oh, D.
Every day.
Every single day.
But I feel like the cast here is all men, right? Yeah. And I feel like a los hombres, expressing your feelings is frowned upon. Like
la gente viene, ahí viene este.
Ahí viene este sentimental.
Sí, de maricón. Tú no eres un hombre. Tú no eres un hombre. Hazte hombre. Like, you know?
Like, that's so unfair. I feel like we always have to deal with our own shit. Right?
I know.
Like, if you're in a relationship, the girl, your partner is always allowed to express their feelings and what you're doing wrong and what you're not doing to make me happy and why don't you do this? But the time we but what about me? Like, you don't ask me about my day. Like, I'm out 9 hours a day working my 9 to 5.
Tú eres un manganzón, cállate, que eres un hombre tan grande llorando.
So the reason I'm saying this is because today's episode is gonna be a little therapeutic.
Wow.
Because in the show today we have Jenny. ¿Cómo tú quieres que te introduzcan a ti? ¿Qué tú eres? ¿Quién tú eres? ¿Y cuáles son tu? You have a lot of titles. So, ladies and gentlemen, we have Anda el Diablo.
Hey, ese no está aquí. Ese no está aquí.
La gente sabe ya que todos los domingos estamos en el show a las 4, de 4 a 8, porque uno nunca sabe cuándo va a empezar. No me llamen cuando yo esté haciendo el show los domingos. Okay? So, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Ladies and gentlemen, I have a good friend here. We've known each other over a year and a half already. We've met in the industry, whatever that means. We met in the space, like, we met and we've developed a very good friendship, and we have invited her on the show today. Jenny, how you doing? Welcome to the No Speaking Podcast. Thank you for accepting our invitation on the show.
Bienvenidos.
Can you please introduce yourself?
Yes. Well, one, I want to say thank you. You guys are actually really awesome and very down to earth.
That cha-cha.
I appreciate it. I am a holistic marriage and family therapist, but I'm also a spiritualist and I do a whole bunch of stuff.
¿Y en español?
En español, ¿verdad? Yo soy terapeuta.
That's not right. That doesn't sound
yeah,
right.
Yeah, that definitely doesn't sound right.
Terapista.
Okay.
That's not, yo no
mental
sabo.
Health counselor.
Yo no sabo. yo no sabo lo que tú estás hablando.
Yo no soy. No, yo doy terapia de matrimonio y familia. Y me gusta ayudar, no como normalmente. Yo a veces hago meditaciones, forma de respirar más profundamente.
¿Cómo así?
Y porque a veces, no, honestamente, hay alguna gente que cuando tú respiras, tú nomás respiras hasta tu pecho. Pero de verdad, eso no es correctamente. Tú tienes que respirar
hasta los granos.
Hasta que te salgan los pedos.
¿Qué más profundo del pecho tú puedes respirar? Y tú me disculpas. Like, lo que tú haces is so serious, it's not even funny, but this podcast, we...
bueno,
this
no.
Thing is hasta que se te pare la respiración.
hasta que se salga lo peo a ti.
You're going to have some patience with us, because we're immature. We're immature here. Nosotros no servimos aquí.
Tú inhala el aire por la nariz y lo tira por atrás.
I'm sorry, I apologize.
No.
I had to let that one go.
Yeah. You listen.
So
I'll
you have the breathing. What?
Breathing. I said you gotta breathe very deeply. I was explaining to one of your co-hosts earlier that when you breathe deep, like let's say you have like a lot of anxiety, you gotta take deep breaths. But people think that you breathe like, no, it has to be like,
wow, yo. Okay, that was sexy. I'm not gonna.
I knew you were gonna go there, but.
Did I do that?
Yes. Okay, Avant.
So nasty.
Yo sabía. I knew it. Okay, it had to come out. Oye, todos los fines de semana, Romeo está aquí.
Yo. So, ¿tú eres doctora?
So.
¿Qué tú eres? Dime.
Yo soy.
Porque tú me dijiste 20,000 cosas.
Sí, pero yo creo que yo ayudo en, like, en tú entendiéndote tú mismo, entendiendo tu familia, entendiendo las relaciones que tú tienes, que sean familia, matrimonio,
amistades.
Romántico, amistades, de todas las maneras. I think it's important for you to be able to express and understand yourself in all aspects of the relationships that you have. So my purpose is to help you heal and process all of the feelings that come in that.
Tú ayudas a todas las personas que están en cualquier tipo de relación, sea matrimonio, sea amigos, sea whatever.
Familia.
Ya, lo que bueno, porque yo te voy a recomendar a los vecinos míos que me tienen harto cada noche. ¡Ay, muchacho, el diablo! Vete a dormir en la sala, coño, ya estoy harto de ti. Oye, hasta las 2 de la mañana. Me tienen cansado ya.
Yo creo como que tú tienes que mandarle como una notica diciéndole a ellos, mira, tú debes de ir a terapia, toma un número y no, déjame saber.
Por abajo la puerta.
Anonymous.
Vecinas y vecinos, yo estoy notando como que ustedes están teniendo muchos problemas. Instead of sliding into the DM por abajo la puerta, you slide the note.
Yo no me lo voy a poner, llámale.
Llama.
Sí, porque ustedes... Aprovechense, porque estos servicios no son baratos.
No.
Yo, her time, what do you charge an hour, like $300?
No, actually, I don't. I do a sliding scale because I know COVID and I know people are...
Tú coges cupones.
Diablo,
yeah. Yo me aparezco con un chisme, doctora, tengo problemas con mi esposa, ¿usted me puede ayudar?
Bueno, con Chimi no, pero si tú me puedes decir, okay, mira, yo hago video production o yo hago photographs and stuff, I'm also about trades. Like, if I know you can do a trade and I need it, I'm willing to do it.
Yo tengo unos Yeezy size 12.
Yeah, no.
Damn it. All right. So when somebody comes to you, right, they say, I have a problem. Tengo un problema en mi casa. Mm-hmm. ¿Cómo tú empiezas de descifrar? Porque un problema puede decir 100,000 cosas. Like, How do you filter through like shit?
Okay.
How do you filter through people's problems, basically? So, like when they first come in, yo tengo un problema, okay, and problema tiene todo el mundo.
Primero yo le pregunto a ellos qué es el problema o qué ellos asimilan que es el problema. Because
like, what do you think is the problem?
Yeah, because, yes,
es una exactly. palabra grande, asimila. Deletrea a la yula.
Asimila.
Because I think that people have this perception of like, okay, I'm viewing, I talk a lot about perception, right? Because you can view something one way, and let's say you and your siblings grew up in the same household mm-hmm. with the same environment, the same stimuli, but you guys can have a completely different experience.
Yes, I agree.
And so
we spoke about this, remember?
Yeah.
Yeah, and so facts. For me, it's the same thing, like when you come in, right? For example, parents sometimes come in and say, okay, so my kid is the problem, and this is, and I'm like, see, actually, no, it's all of you.
God and the diablo.
Because.
Give my money back. Do you have that where people come to you and they want you to tell them what they want to hear?
Yes.
And then how do you deal with that?
I just tell them this is not my job. My job is not to tell you what to do, because then you're living your life based off of what I'm telling you to do and not based off of what you need to do for you.
Entonces, ¿para qué yo te necesito a ti?
Yo vengo a ti para que tú me ayudes. Why do you need me?
Yo necesito que tú me ayudes a reinventarme como persona, a cambiar.
Pero entonces, porque, para mí, yo te digo, ¿qué eso significa?
I don't know. You.
Pero entonces, eso es.
So you got to start asking questions to like dig it out.
Exactly. Y si tú dices, es lo mismo que yo te estaba diciendo antes. Si tú dices, I don't know, entonces, ¿cómo yo voy a saber?
Pues tú eres la doctora.
Ah, no, pero yo no soy.
Ayúdame.
Yo no estoy como, okay, ven, abra tu caco para yo.
What's the most common problem, let's say in couples therapy that people come to you with? Like something general that maybe a lot of people can relate with.
Communication.
¿Comunicación en qué sentido?
Tú sabes, todo el mundo dice, oh, eso es simple. En verdad es la cosa más complicada porque... Puede ser que tú enseñas tu amor en una manera y la persona quiere que otra. O esa persona enseña el amor en otra manera. Entonces, ustedes constantemente están peleando. Y yo, un ejemplo que yo siempre digo, it's like when you guys are arguing about the dishes. Are you ever really arguing about the dishes?
Never.
Never.
Not just the dishes.
It's
about
not.
Some other
it's
stupid
shit. It's about some
other
shit that was on it. But you're using the dishes as a cover for how you're really feeling, because to me, right, and I'm asking you guys, what are you really, if we're arguing about dishes, what are you really arguing about?
Que se acabó el jabón.
But then, no, so I'm gonna go deeper. What does that mean?
Okay. Que tú eres una vaga y no quieres fregar.
No.
No pudiste ir a comprarlo, hijo de la.
So to me, word would be unappreciated, unheard.
Okay.
O que tú no la aprecias.
Do you get what I'm saying?
So you feel like que ella no friega because uno no la aprecia.
Tú puedes, eso puede ser una de las razones. Tú me entiendes. Or, like, yo estoy cansada. Yo tengo que hacer millones de cosas. O tú estás cansada. Porque yo, cuando viene como oficio de la casa, yo no digo que nada más una persona. Son los dos. O sea, ustedes dos viven ahí.
Por eso
ahí.
Yo compro plato plástico. Y para no tener que
coger. Listen, that's the way to go sometimes.
So you said that both viven ahí, pero ¿qué tal si es que el varón mm-hmm. siempre está trabajando y la mujer, obvio, por cualquier situación, está en la casa, so she gotta take care of the house? Do you think that...
But I think that's then a conversation, right? And that's why I go back to it's communication. There needs to be a conversation because it also can't be that, let's say, right, we're going with the same thing. What if she is working? And right. She's taking care of the house, and she's taking care of the kids, and all you're doing is one-sided, or it could be flipped. I am working, but I'm like the man's working and taking care of the kids and clean. It's unfair. It needs to be a communication about what responsibility is who. You know what I mean? Who's responsible right. for what, and communicating what does that actually mean. Because I think that when it comes to expressing yourself, you need to be clear about what it is that you want, because there's sometimes that people in relationships say they want one thing, but they do another.
Yeah. I just want to say you have a cute nose. That's all.
Aw, thank you.
Okay. All right.
That was weird.
What?
I have to say is that because she's looking that way, so I look at her from like a side. That's a cute nose. do you think que en una relación, like to be in a relationship, no two people are ever going to be the same people. Like,
no.
They're not going to have the same train of thought. They're not mm-hmm. going to have the same way of life. They're not going to have the same mentality. They're not going to agree on the same thing. But for example, do you think that either side of the relationship should compromise? Por ejemplo, si yo salgo con una muchacha, right? And she met me being a certain type of person.
Mm-hmm.
And then we get together. And then she starts getting mad at me and resenting me for the person that I am while she met me. Like, do you think we should come to middle ground? Like, should I change or compromise a little bit to kind of make the relationship work?
I think it really depends on the two people in the relationship. Ultimately, if you're together, it's because you want to make it work, right? So then you have to ask yourself, what are you willing to sacrifice to be in that relationship, or what are you willing not to sacrifice? And then there needs to be a conversation to meeting each other halfway. I think that there are times in your relationship in life, right, if you've been together for a long time, where one person will be taking the bulk of the responsibility, but then it flips, and then the other person will be taking the bulk of the responsibility. So it really depends. It's a balance. But I always tell people, check in with yourself first. Make sure you're good. Because if you're constantly giving and giving and giving, then what does that turn into? Resentment,
yeah,
and anger, and then frustration. And then this person's like, why are you so mad at me? It's like, oh, I'm mad at you because I didn't respect myself enough to tell you no.
Yo, I always ask myself that. Like, I find myself asking that a lot. Like, why are you so upset with me? Like, you don't tell me why. Like, and I don't feel like guessing. Like, I don't feel like guessing what I did wrong or why you're upset. I feel like you should just come up and tell me. For example, like...
But let me ask you, did you create the space for that?
The space
because
for what?
For that person to be able to be like, okay, you know what? I'm coming to you because this is how I feel. Sometimes people don't feel like you created that space, so it makes it hard for them to come up to you and express that. Do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm not... Again, everyone's perception is different, but maybe asking, hey, like... Do you feel comfortable talking to me about X, Y, and Z? Are you okay? Like, what's going on with you?
I'm just like, I'm the type of person que me gusta que me dejen tranquilo. Just give me my space and then we could talk about it.
But that's exactly it. You just expressed that. You explained, like, look, I need a minute to process how I'm feeling. I can't process and talk to you at the same time.
But because that's not always the situation.
Nah, but sometimes I feel like, si yo estoy muy enquilla contigo, I might say something that exactly is going to be hurtful for you. And then it's going to be more hard for us to come back from that.
Yes.
And it's going to make it more like un problema más grande when it's really not.
Mm-hmm.
So I hate when people is like, yo, ¿qué tú tienes? ¿Qué tú tienes? Just listen, dame mi espacio. And then we could talk about it.
Yeah.
You know?
But I think that's a healthy way for you to express your boundaries.
Yeah.
You know what
I mean? Is this a healthy way? Like when something upsets me, I don't like to like, I mean, no me gusta tampoco que me digan, yo, what's wrong with you? Or what's going on, like, to be on top of me, I like to just deal with it myself, kind of, and
yeah,
just, like, wait until que se pase. If it's something small, if it's something big, we definitely have to have a conversation, but if I'm, like, si yo llego del trabajo, right,
mm-hmm,
and you know me, like, if I'm always coming happy, whatever, and one day is just that, it's always that one day where you don't want shit from nobody. I'm the type of person where leave me alone until I get over it, and then I'll go back to normal.
Okay.
Is that okay?
I think you expressing, listen, I need a minute.
Yeah.
I think, because that's why I said communication is important. Because a person's not going to know that you need a minute unless you express, I need a minute. I mean, unless they can read your body language and they're good at, and they know you well enough to know,
yeah,
that.
Yeah, sometimes,
right?
I feel like como que la persona alguna vez se te conocen, but they still like, tell me. But you know me, like we know each other for so long, you already know what am I going to tell, that I'm going to tell you, like, yo, chill. Like, you know, sometimes
so,
I feel like...
I think it depends on the person, though.
I think it depends on the person.
On me, it's like my behalf.
Yeah.
Like, I like to just... I prefer to tell you the things right there. Right then and then. Because I'm the type of person to, like... If I give myself a moment, I'm going to forget about it. And then later on throughout the day, something is just going to take me. That's just going to bring me back to the same situation. So it's like, I prefer to, like... Even though if it's bad, like, I know, like... Once again, we different people. We just human.
Mm-hmm.
Some of us know how to control each other, I mean ourselves, and some of us don't. So for speaking once again for my behalf, I know how to control myself to the point that I don't gotta curse at you, but I just gotta be like, yo, listen, daddy, this is the situation, this is what's going on, like, you know, rather than just wait for it, y al rato, you know, yo, you good, nah, we good, pa. And then later on, like you said, like earlier, something is gonna happen that it could be the smallest thing that I might just be like, yo, bro, what the fuck you just did. And it could be for that the situation thing, that happened yeah. ago, you know.
But so it goes back to what I was saying when in regards to processing your feelings. Sometimes people want you to process your feelings right now. That's not how I work. For me personally, I don't work that way, and I don't need to process. And that's why I say that, like, for me, when it comes to therapy, like, healing is very personal. Like, your process towards healing is yours and yours alone. I don't gotta dictate how that should look like for you. I will guide you. I'll send you guidelines. I'll kind of question and make you process. But I'm not gonna sit here and tell you, no, your way. It's like me saying your way of praying is wrong. No.
I think, oh my God.
Or your way of doing this is wrong. No, like, we're all unique. We're all individuals.
How do you know if you won an argument?
Yeah,
the other person, shut up.
Well, I think it really depends on the type of argument you're having, and I think it really depends on what's the point that's trying to be put across. I think if you feel like you stated how you felt and you're okay with that, then to your state and space, you've won.
How do you make a closed-minded person, like, see your point of view? Like, if you're trying to...
You can't.
Huh?
You can't.
Yeah,
but what you can do is you can try to, I mean, for me as a therapist, I talk a lot about language. Language is very important, how people talk, how they word things, how they phrase things, and the way that they, the tone of voice and everything gives me a lot of information without you actually telling me information. And so for me, when you're meeting someone and you're trying to talk to somebody, you feel like you guys are not, are you paying attention to their language? So I can be expressing that I love you, but it may not be in the way that you understand. I love you. And so you'll be like, you don't love me. And it's like, well, I do. I just don't express it the way you want me to, or the way you're perceiving that love should be expressed. So it goes back to, I say, like, understanding what you as a person want. So the one thing that I see a lot in relationships is, I need you to do this. I need you to love me in this way. But then as you progress and you change in the relationship, your idea or your perception of how you want that love back begins to kind of shift a little. If you don't know yourself, how do you expect your partner to know you better than you know you?
Do you
Amen.
Do you feel like, como que también eso viene, like, as people grew up from what they see, like, in their family?
Yes. Heavy. Culture plays a huge factor.
So you feel like, como que hay persona como que, like, oh, this is how I grew up. This is how you have to do it.
Yeah, pero entonces tú tienes que hablar con esa persona. Okay, ellos lo hicieron así, pero eso significa que nosotros no tenemos que hacerlo
yeah.
así. Y eso es otra cosa que yo siempre digo, cuando tú estás en una relación, si tú siempre usas como que yo.
Sí, habla, sí, sigue.
Es muy difícil que esa persona siente que ellos es parte de tu
burbuja. Yeah.
¿Verdad? Porque tú no estás usando us.
Us, yes.
Nosotros.
Amen. Keep
we.
Going, sister.
Preach.
So, for example, like, for me, I've always made it a habit that when I was in a relationship, particularly with
Are you
my
single?
Ex, yes, I am. I would always say to my ex, like, we will figure this out together. We are doing this together. Like, I was very adamant in using the word we.
We.
Because I wanted him to know, listen, you're in the world with me and I got your back.
Cuando tú estás en una relación, with your background, are you always, like, analyzing the guy you're with? Like, oh, this motherfucker
no,
lying.
No, because I...
Oh, this motherfucker has some other issue. Oh, he just crossed his leg. That means he don't want to talk to me.
You're so funny. No, I actually allow people to be who they need to be. I'm not here to judge, and that's the one thing I do. People are like, oh, you're a therapist, you're going to judge me. I don't care what you do. I could really care less. I got a million and one things on my mind. Judging you is not one of them. I allow you to do you and to be you. If you're going to fall in that ditch 50 times, I'm going to pick you up 51 times.
Hey, qué galleta.
But that's
Aprendan,
just the truth.
I think
that in life, right, we need people like that. You need someone who's not going to judge you all the time, because you already judge yourself 1,000 times over.
Yeah.
You don't need another person adding on to that judgment. Do you get what I'm saying? So I got a question for the lovely men in this group.
Okay.
Andale,
wow.
That's un problema. I want to go back before you ask us those incriminating questions.
Wow.
back to what you were saying, when somebody's always saying me, my feelings, me, my feelings, me, my feelings.
Yeah.
That's, in my experience, it comes mostly from the female against the guy. Like, yo, you don't do this, or you don't treat me this way, or we were supposed to do this, but you that, or you. And they're always expressing, like, their feelings and the way they feel, right?
Mm-hmm.
But when it's time for the guy to express their feelings, like, yo, yeah, but this is what's going on with me, or, like, this is why, or, you know, can you have some patience because, or, listen, it's not going the way you want it to, but it will, give me some time. Like, it's always like, yo, like, tú eres el hombre. You're supposed to figure your own shit out.
No.
Like, why are you coming to me with your problems when I have problems of my own that I want to tell you? Like, women in relationship, I'm not generalizing, but I'm just talking from my experience, strictly my experience. They always want to, like, yo, like, shit, I've had a long day, like, leave me alone. But then when the guy has a long day, the guy is not allowed to have a long day. The guy is supposed to keep going like nothing happened. Like, oh, damn, it's me because, shit, like, at work, like, damn, like, leave me alone from the female. But when is the guy's turn? Like, la mujer se encojona, because the guys are not allowed to feel the same things, I think.
Well, one, I want to say, in all sincerity, from the bottom of my heart, I'm sorry that you were treated that way, because I don't think that's fair.
You hear that?
And I sincerely mean that, because this is going to sound a little weird to people, but
before you go on.
Yes.
It's like, I try to make them understand. Like, I understand that the situation is hard.
Mm-hmm.
I understand that you need more time. I understand that you have a lot on your plate. But I'm trying, like, I express, I'm like, I am trying the best I can so that this is not the situation for much longer.
Because
I live a very unorthodox life. I have my 9-to-5, but then I have a 24-hour other life that I have to kind of give attention to, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And now, like, the more and I'm talking just from the entertainment point of view, like, right now there are a million other things that I have to stay on that I can't afford to take a day off of it to sit at home and watch Netflix, right?
Mm-hmm.
Even though that might mean the world to you, for us to watch 12 movies in one day, that, like, I don't control my schedule right now, and that's the truth. Like, I could be booked tomorrow and have to fly to California to film a movie. I could be booked tomorrow and go do a comedy show.
Yeah.
So and right now I feel like I can't say no to any of those opportunities, because if I say no, I feel like I'm gonna miss out in the future. Where in the future I'm gonna be so set that I am gonna be able to take a step back and. Is that wrong on me to think that, like, right now I gotta sacrifice time with you for our future in the future?
So I think, again, it goes back to even more clear communication. Like,
how much more clear? Like,
but
I've expressed it this way. Like,
no,
I understand.
When I
have some free time, we'll go out. When I have some free time, we'll spend time together. We'll go to the zoo. When I have free time, but I'm not dictating my time now. Even though that's sad, I'm not dictating my time. Like, I can't sit there and write out a calendar of what's gonna happen next weekend or the weekend after that, or right now in the stage I'm in my life.
Unless they book you, like, in the future.
Yeah, if they book me. But again, like, that's bookings. Yeah, I could be booked and I could have a date. But let's say they call me tomorrow that I have to go do another caso cerrado, or I gotta do another. Like, right now, there's just so many things being thrown at me in my career that I can't say no to that, to sit at home and watch Netflix.
I think
to make you happy.
Yes.
And I've expressed that.
I think it's about balance.
Listen.
Your own
Oye, de gracia.
Wow. Mira, este hablándole así. Anyways, primero, I'm going to say que tiene que ver con balance. Tú como persona tiene que balancear. Sí, yo completamente entiendo, especialmente because you're a hustler. You're from New York, you're a hustler, you're Latino, you got mad shit against you, but also with you.
Yeah.
Do you get what I'm saying? So I get it. I get the hustle. However, you make choices every day,
right,
especially with the work that you do, and particularly to the question that you're asking me. You make choices, right? Let's say I can handle, like, 2 or 3 months of, like, you hustling. But, like, if it's been 3 or 4 months and I haven't been able to really have, like, one dinner with you in 4 months, I feel like all right, I need a dinner. Like, at least one.
Right, right, right.
You know what I mean?
Understandably so. Like, it, you have to feel some sort of appreciation and some sort of presence.
Exactly. And so, like, maybe saying that, like, once a month, listen. And that's what I mean by clear communication. Like, look, I have 3 hours to kill. Where you at? Let's make this happen. You know what I mean? Like, let's hang out. Let's do something.
Media hora. Un polvo no dura tanto.
Yeah. But at least you could go ahead and romance a little. You know what I'm saying?
Coño.
Venga, mamá te lo dejo de los pies.
That's nasty.
Exactly. Oh,
that's nasty.
So my thing is just having clear communication. Like, I have a few hours here. You know what I mean? Like, making it work. But sometimes that's really hard, especially if you're trying to live, you know, I don't know in what context you're saying, but let's say the other person is trying to live a very normal life. Your life isn't normal.
But I'm trying to... My point is I'm trying to make it, so I have to grind right now.
But
so
that's
I can
what I'm saying. You're,
like,
you're not... The I'm life not think- you're living is not normal.
Yeah, I'm not thinking about myself. Like, it might sound an excuse, but I'm not doing it for me. I'm doing it for us and our future and our family. Like, one day, hopefully, this is all going to pay off. Like, these sacrifices... Mm-hmm. So... I feel like I just need somebody to hold me down, like somebody that understands, like, all right, go do what you got to do. When you come back, you're going to have somebody come back to. If you have whatever problems you're having out there, you can always come here and talk to me about them, and I'll be here to support you.
Yeah.
But I can't have this going on and then go back home and it's like the same argument every single day.
Because
and
it's,
me
it's
trying
a
to
fight.
Defend myself.
It's a fight between that person and you. You know what I mean? Because the fight is like, I want to be supportive and loving and understanding, but then how and where are my needs met? And then her asking herself, am I okay with this? Clearly, I'm saying one thing that I am, but I'm not. Do you get what I'm saying? Yeah. So at the end of the day, then it becomes a bigger question of like your love language and having that clear communication, and then having an understanding. Because what did I say earlier? You can't be saying, I'm okay with this, but you're not okay with it. And then you know what that means? Resentment.
Yeah. Like you get a little hint of, like, you know, body languages that is not welcoming.
Yes.
For lack of a better term.
Sorry, everything.
I agree.
When I get in a relationship, I'm gonna come back to this episode, be like, yo, listen, espérate, mi amor. Let's hear this together. Let's hear this together.
Minuto 15, segundo 30.
Wow.
Okay, thank you for that.
You're welcome.
Me ahorré $600 ahí.
Sí.
That first part of the episode, guys, has been brought to you by Flushies King. Shout out Gene. Flushies King, thank you very much for supporting us, and keep doing what you're doing. Gene is doing a lot of big things, guys, with Flushies King, with the brand. He has a clothing line now. He has a record label. My man's doing it all. And he's always there when we call, and I hope he knows that he has the same when he calls us, we'll be there to help him out and show love and show support.
Yeah,
Flushies King, shut
something.
The fuck up. I'm doing a fucking promo.
I know. That's what I was going to say. I don't know if you noticed. He changed his logo to
give
a Halloween
a fuck
shit.
What he did with his
so
fucking logo.
Shit.
Let me
that
fucking finish.
You
don't
what
know if I'm not going to fuck. I'm just fucking with
no,
you, Chula. You know, I love you.
Fuck.
I'm sorry. I apologize. Don't
no,
judge
it's
us.
Okay.
Somo loco. You can find Flushies King at FlushiesKing_NYC on Instagram. And you can find Flushies King all over New York City and DR. And yes, they do have, Jula, thank you for pointing that out, a new Halloween design.
Wow.
And I think that's going to be a theme. For Christmas, he'll have a Christmas thing. And
that'd be dope. That's dope.
It's very nice attention to detail. How does that Halloween logo make you feel, Jula?
Halloweenish. We in October.
Yo,
that's
the best month
feel,
ever.
Hell yeah.
A mí lo que me
spooky
tiene,
season.
A mí lo que me tiene que ser DJ oficial.
Yeah. I'm
de quién?
El DJ oficial de ahí, ya.
Yes.
The Flushy.
Claro.
He should hire you as a Flushy's King DJ.
Right?
Para que tú cambies the lo máximo production. DJ that.
No, yeah.
No shade, no shade. Shout out to LMP, man. It's the house that hosts our podcast here. Shout out to Smurf. Shout out to the whole LMP team. Shout out to Gene at Flushy's King. Now, this next segment, Jenny's going to ask us, La Doctora Polo, she's going to ask us.
Wow.
Hey, La Doctora Jenny, she's going to ask us, the guys, some questions.
Yes.
Tengo miedo.
No, don't be scared.
Tiemblo.
I have a question. You guys, as Latino men, do you feel like you have it really hard?
Yes.
Yes.
Can you elaborate?
Girl. Like, hard as far as, like, penis? Or?
Wow. No, not your plate.
All the time.
I mean, as society, as culture, in just even being men in general.
Definitely.
What do you mean?
I feel like, well, now that obviously with this whole social media thing, we be judged as like men ain't shit, men do this, men. It's always beyond men, you know? So it's like everything falls on us. Antes era, oh, que females, tú sabes que uno se va back to back, de que, oh, females ain't shit, ahora son niggas ain't shit. I don't know, man, all this shit, like, you're.
Está perdido.
How about the other two?
I don't know if you get what I'm saying.
Qué maldita respuesta.
I don't know if you get what I'm saying.
Lo que pasa con Yula es que Yula todavía es un bebé.
Oh, okay.
Un bebé leche.
Sí. Yula no ha vivido la vida todavía. Él no ha tenido una relación estable.
Thank you for pointing that out.
Wow, you just threw your boy.
Nah, yeah, yeah. Yo, que quiera salir con Yula, que tiene
no,
un día.
Déjame, ya sé cómo
al podcast o a Yula y ya.
Sí. No, so, what was the question again before Yula's very confusing answer?
I said, how do you feel like as a Latino man, do you feel like you guys have it hard?
But hard in what sense?
In one society, aspect. In culture, in just even dating, in just being a man. Like, what is it like, do you feel like, for a Latino man right now in this day and age? Do you feel like you have it harder than other cultures, than in society, like the pressures?
Nah. Maybe, I don't think, I wouldn't say, like, again, personal experience, I haven't had it hard as a Latino man or a man, period. And maybe it's because of the progressive mindset that we're living in now, like, mm-hmm. is everybody's equal, everybody's free to feel the way they want to feel. And also because maybe I live in New York, and New York is very diverse. So you won't hear the, oh, you can't do that because you're Spanish, because they're including everybody. Or you can't, or in dating, like, Dominicans have become very popular lately, so.
Okay. But now I'm gonna add a little bit more to that question, right? Okay, so you say that as.
I've been giving all the opportunities any other race of men okay. have been giving. I feel every opportunity that I've gone out to pursue, I've been giving the same opportunity, if not better opportunities than my white counterparts.
So now I'm talking to you about dating advice, right?
Okay.
Because right? this is where I was really heading towards.
Wait, Dominicans are cheaters. Yeah, we know.
So I don't think it's just focused on just Dominicans. I think, why do you feel like women, right, even of Latina women, right, always say, oh, you can't date a Latino man. Oh, you shouldn't fuck around with them because they're all going to do some stupid shit. Or they're going to cheat on you. They're going to hurt you or stuff like that.
I think that's just like social media trends.
You think so?
I think it's just like, pa hablar mierda ella, porque,
have you guys heard that? You
Yeah, we've heard it.
But
outside of social media?
También.
Okay, so that's what I'm asking. How do y'all feel about that?
I mean... Yo, para los gustos los colores.
Yeah.
Yo like, me voy a ofender porque tú no me quieres a mí because I'm Spanish. Bitch. Ojalá tú... Not you, bitch, but... Like,
he said not you, fuck? Bitch.
Like, no, but I'm saying like...
Nah, I don't have...
You know, like, I feel like como... It's your loss. ¿Tú me entiendes? Dime tú un...
Oh, that's arrogant.
Yeah,
you
like,
must have a big dick.
No ofendiendo ningún tipo de raza, but it's like... Nosotros tenemos el sazón, you know? Like, tú vas a estar con un tigre que no sabe ni bailar, like, your the type of music that you like to dance and all of that. Entonces, tú prefieres just because alguien te hizo algo... Like, oh, no, I'm not going to do this, or I'm not going to date this person, or this este tipo de raza, because somebody else hurt me. Maybe that wasn't the type of person that you needed at the moment. You know, maybe that person wasn't ready for the type of relationship that you wanted at the moment.
Coño, daddy.
Yeah.
Oh.
¿Tú me entiendes? So, yo creo que también es, like, kind of childish. ¿Tú me entiendes? De tú venir and target, like, your own race también.
Yes.
Yeah, háblale a Díaz que está llamando. So I feel like, como que, why? Like, why you have that mindset?
But that's what I'm asking you guys, right? Because you're the men, right? Where do you think this mindset came from, and why is it here?
So I'm gonna give you my professional answer.
Yeah, because he got one. He got a good one.
What do you mean?
You got a good one.
Yeah. Señores y señores, la cabina de Espinal, la estrella de la estrella.
Lee,
yo te voy a prender ese micrófono para que tú pile también.
El ninja dominicano.
Mr. Dolty. Ok, espérate.
You got a good one.
Yula, responde en lo que yo le prendo el micrófono a Di, porque yo quiero que Di también opine aquí.
Dale al 5. Sí,
back to what we were saying. I had something to say, like, back up to what you were saying.
Go ahead.
Y era lo que estaba tratando de decir, but I didn't really know how to express myself. Pero as far as, like, social media.
Testing. El micrófono de Díaz Pinal ya está funcionando.
Qué azaroso este tigre.
So, back to that.
Bienvenido al diablo.
Hey, pero aquí trayendo
vaina. ¿Qué está pasando allá?
Este micrófono funciona, el otro no se sabe.
So, back to the whole thing, like, that's the social media. Once again, I didn't know how to express it. Mm-hmm. But, mucha persona, it doesn't have to be Spanish woman, but in general, like, you don't have to date a Spanish guy or Spanish guy to know what they about, meaning mucha veces dicen, oh, Spanish people they cheat a lot, Dominicans cheat a lot and shit. So what that makes be una persona que can never experience a Dominican guy or a Spanish guy comes by and be like, nah, I heard about y'all.
Yes.
Like, it's always reflecting to us. So it's like, yo, espérate, like, you haven't, like, tried.
Tú
like,
no me das la oportunidad.
Like, exactly.
But that's what I'm trying to say. How do you guys feel about that? And why do you feel like
it's,
this
It's
started?
Like they said, though. It's like, okay, it's your loss. Because, one, you don't know what we actually about. You haven't given us the opportunity to actually express ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
So What are you actually looking for yourself? Like, are you willing to give yourself the opportunity for us to, like, actually show you, you know? And it plays both parts, as woman and the male, because uno se lleva al otro, tú sabes? Like, yeah. They got to meet at one point. That's what I said.
So what were you going to say?
Oh, no, me toca a mí ahora.
Yeah. He got a good one.
I want you to remind me, because I don't know what you're talking about, Adi. But let me give, like, a general...
He said you were going to give your...
time to give a shout-out to Candela Mahuana.
Sí, no ha llegado todavía el segmento de las promociones. Pero okay. Muchísimas gracias, se te agradece. Para que sepan que Díaz Pinal está aquí, señores y señores.
No.
The people and the people, Díaz Pinal.
Remember...
Espérate, you're going to remind me, but let me give the definition, okay, like, of what I feel she's asking. Para los que están sintonizando ahora... ¿Cuál fue la pregunta otra vez? Porque yo después de mí yo quiero que Di responda. So Di can understand the question, and so for whoever is tuning in now, they know what we're talking about. Pregúntalo otra vez.
Okay. So mi pregunta fue que como un latino o como una persona de nuestra raza, hay muchas veces que uno oye por las redes sociales y por, tú sabes, por palabras, de que mira, ay no, yo no salgo con ningún latino, yo no salgo con un dominicano porque tú sabes, ellos le encanta pegar los malditos cuernos.
Sí.
You know? And I'm like, ¿de dónde tú crees que eso vino primero?
Eso, en mi opinión, yeah, por mi experiencia, viene de la crianza de los padres de esa mujer. Me explico, señora doctora Polo.
Oh my God. La gente va a creer que ese es mi nombre.
No, doctora Jenny. Por ejemplo, right? Like, Dominicans parents that come here to this country, right? Mm-hmm. And then they have a daughter here. Ellos no quieren que su hija sigan los mismos pasos de fracaso que es salir con un dominicano o un latino. Me explico más allá. Con las mujeres que yo he oído eso, son dominicanas o latinas que se quieren gringa y quieren meterse con un gringo de que para arreglar o su raza. Like babies, like they want their babies to have blue eyes and be white and good hair, or they want to secure a future for themselves because their parents told them, like, yo, métete con un blanquito, con un chino, con un duque, esa gente tiene cuarto, y los dominicanos, los latinos son unos rullillos, te van a desbaratar la vida, los muchachos te van a salir con pelo malo, te van a mantener en welfare. And so I do have a personal experience. Actually.
Yes. Now you remember?
I got it.
You remember
but do you
now.
Get what I'm saying? Like,
I got it.
That's
yes.
the point
yeah.
I'm trying to express. It's a self-hate.
It's not self-hate on the person. It's inflicted, is bred in by the culture, the parents and the grandparents of no te metas con la misma raza tuya porque te va a dañar.
Or but the, then that, do you, that, do you get what I'm saying with the self-hatred then?
On the girl's part, on the person.
But on the, no, on the whole entire, you just explained the whole entire generational thing.
Yeah.
Not that, and then again, this is not to say that people, everyone is like that. No, I'm just talking about stereotypes.
Yeah.
Because these are stereotypes I see, you know, and I think everyone's race is beautiful. I think Latinos have such an enriched culture. I think that I am so proud to be Dominican. You know?
You're Dominican?
Oh, yes.
Pero
una
dominicana
am.
Fina.
Hey, mira la nariz.
Sí.
Oh my God.
Sí, una nariz fina.
But I mean, like, I just wish, and it was something that I said briefly earlier today, I just wish that we were a little bit more supportive of each other. I feel like, you know, as a Latino man, I think they need to be given tools to be able to emotionally show
yeah.
how they're feeling. And they shouldn't be ridiculed when they do.
I want to share a personal experience.
Yes.
And shit, I'm sorry if I put anybody on the spot,
yo,
but I'm not trying to.
I didn't want to say it, but
I'm a, fuck it.
Yo like, creía que tú ibas a hablar, like you was going to make it. You
no,
know,
no, no,
you
no.
You was going to filter.
No, no,
a
I'm
going to
talk about it, but I'm not going to give details because
okay.
I don't want to.
Yeah, yeah.
Because
yeah.
It's my situation. And at yeah. the end of the day, everybody that's around me supports me and listens to the podcast. And I definitely don't want to offend anybody, even though we don't give a fuck on this podcast. But again,
pero
la empatía y la vaina,
gotta
you
got to,
all right. So with my baby moms, right, when we first met together about 11 years ago, we started off as friends, and then it started going into a romantic thing. Like, we started seeing each other differently, wow, whatever. Ella comenzó a invitarme para su casa. Like, she would invite me to her house. And she used to live with her mom, she used to live with her moms. And every time I would go up, like, I can feel when somebody's being kind of fake towards me. Like, la sonrisa is not a genuine smile, or they treat you kind of, like, pushed away. Even though they're being cordial, it's fake. It's not genuine. And I always feel that. I'm like, yo, that's probably how she is. Like, I. Mind you, back in the day, like, 11 years ago, yo tenía un afrazo. Like, I had a big-ass afro.
Mm-hmm.
I had nameplate earrings,
mm-hmm.
right? I used to wear ripped, baggy-ass jeans. I used to wear 5X shirts. Un tigre,
un
tigrazo.
Un cocolo.
Un tigrazo. That's how, the like, Spanish people would characterize me, right?
Yeah.
If they would see me. Un cocolo. Es un sinvergüenza. Es un tigrazo. All right. So, en una... Se le zafó, right?
Ese se mató.
You felt that? Se le zafó, right? And then, like we spoke about it, and then she's like, yeah, you know, my mom, she had a situation with her husband, and because of that, that has tainted her feelings towards all Dominicans. Like, she didn't want me to end up with a Dominican. Ah, bueno. No es con ella que yo estoy, es contigo. So it's up to you to decide, like, do you want to keep this going, or do you want your mother to dictate who you end up with and force who you fall in love with. And she didn't let it like bother her, and she didn't let it come in between us or anything. But that's an experience I had. Like, the mom didn't approve of me because I was Dominican and because of the way I looked. And she thought that if her daughter ended up with me, her daughter wouldn't have a future. Like, that, like, she was gonna be end up fucked up in the street, like on the Section 8 line, on the welfare line, pidiendo cuarto en la calle, like with 15 kids. Like,
yeah.
So that was my experience. So yes, I understand where you're coming from.
I just think that sometimes it's difficult and
no voy a llorar, no voy a llorar.
If not, I'll give you a tissue.
What about you, D? No, porque él le gustó el tema. Él estaba inspirado. No.
Five. Put it up a little bit. Number five. A little, just like a little time, like a.
Cuenta desde la derecha a la izquierda.
Yeah.
Number five. Dice five ahí.
Okay.
Te oye.
Right.
Yeah, yeah, it's good.
Quítate esa vaina en los oídos para que te oiga.
Que dice una encuesta del profesor Peter Johnson de la Universidad de Houston, Tillerson en Houston. Que los dominicanos somos los hombres más amorosos y cariñosos de toda Latinoamérica.
¿Tú crees?
Sí, es una encuesta. No, all jokes aside, it's with every good, there's a bad, right? So, in Latin America, you know, because to most Caucasians, we're brown. We're just, everybody's the same.
Yeah.
But in Latin America, compared to other cultures, we're tainted, but we're blessed. You know, it's like, it goes hand in hand. You have, like, for example, you want to talk about stereotypes, they say, you can curse here, right?
Yeah, claro. Mamagüevo, desgraciado, azaroso, mal nacido. ¿Quiere más?
No sé si eso es malo, pero...
Yo no sé si esto es una mala palabra, pero...
Mamagüevo. Most, you know, they say most Asian men have little dicks, but yet most Asian men are smart. So when it comes hand in hand, you can say most Dominican men...
Got big dicks.
No, most Dominican men... I don't know what you be doing. Most Dominican men are known to be players, but yet are known to be great lovers. So it goes hand in hand. It's like you have a negative and a positive. And it's like it turns into a negative because we try to live up to that. If you're a great lover in bed, you don't want to be just stuck to one girl.
Yeah.
So you're trying to live to the stereotype in a sense. You know, if you're a whack lover, see, like Colombian men are not known for being great lovers. They're known for being good businessmen. They're known for treating women right as far as, like, you know, morals go and the household goes, and they're responsible. Most Dominican men are not known for being responsible.
But then
only in bed.
Hey. Well, somos unos singadores responsables.
Me gustó eso.
Yo,
he
felt that one.
I don't know about all that.
He felt that one when he said it. He felt it.
But, you know, what
I'm talking about the majority.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is you're opening up the dialogue. And that's what I feel like should be spoken, I think, throughout all of our generations. Like, why do we keep living up to these stereotypes that no longer fit?
It's not that we're living up to them.
But are we?
It's not that we're living up to them. It's that they're imposed upon us.
But then you still continue to live up to it. So I think it's a choice.
You want to take it the other way?
Mm-hmm.
What do they say about Dominican women? Do you consider yourself like
no,
a chica?
No, listen. I'm not.
You're not, right?
So I completely agree with you. I'm not disagreeing. I'm just saying
you're
it's unfair.
The type to laugh about those.
No,
they
I
say
don't.
A Dominican, right?
I trust like, me. I'm a therapist.
Oh, you're not a doctora.
I'm a marriage and family therapist.
Ella es limpia.
So trust me and believe me. I don't like any sort of stereotype. I think people should be whoever the fuck they want to be. But I think that it's unfair, and that's the point I was trying to, and I told the boys earlier, I think it's unfair that a lot of men are judged, and I don't just mean Latino men, I mean men in general. You can't keep judging a whole entire gender when they weren't given the tools, right, to be emotionally inept sometimes.
But
I think it's unfair.
Mucha palabra grande, mucha palabra grande.
You know, that's, most of these stereotypes, I want to say 95% of them, are imposed upon men by women themselves.
Yeah.
If 100% of the women in this world were to think like you, there would be less divorces, I want to say.
I think
because
that...
Because you wouldn't judge everybody.
I think...
I've been to Washington, D.C. I've been to plenty of states in this country.
Mm-hmm.
Wherever you go, especially in places out of New York, and you say you're Dominican,
mm-hmm.
Because the people who were there before... They didn't create it, but they lived up to the stereotype that women themselves gave it, imposed it upon in the first place.
But it goes back to, what did I say earlier about where men come from? I think I said it, or I don't know if I said it on the podcast, but I said it is both genders' duty, right? Because where does a man come from? A woman. Mm-hmm. And so I think as a mother...
Romeo Santos lo dijo bien. Yo respeto a una mujer por haber nacido de una mujer. So honest.
So clearly he's a Romeo fan.
Yo. No. Se Mario de Romeo.
I don't know. I feel... To close me out of this topic, you don't want men to live up to a stereotype, then don't give it to them.
But I'm not disagreeing with you. I'm agreeing with you. I'm trying to stand
and it's
by.
Women, women... Women are like baseball coaches, if you want to put it like that. No, for real. If you take a L, it's their fault, and if you take a W, it's their game. Yeah, they if you're good, you know, the key to a good success is a good woman, is a backbone. But a key to a failure is, I believe, is also a woman, because she's the one who's supposed to impose that on you.
I agree and I disagree because I think every person has a choice.
Everybody, well, we're talking here as a couple. Aren't you talking about men and women?
Yeah, well, yes.
We're talking about cheating. It's not individual.
It's like a tennis match. Ding, 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 ding.
So we can go at it.
Oh, no, listen, I'm totally down to do a whole other episode.
How much more time do you have?
I literally got like 4 minutes. I just have to go do some stuff, you know.
Boo.
I have to go do therapy for real, for real.
Okay, like so your real job, like not this bullshit.
I wanted to come on here and I wanted to talk because I felt like it was important. For me, right, I'm always being an advocate for mental health. I'm always being an advocate for any form of opening up conversations. I think it's unfair, and I'm kind of over people always talking that stereotype about.
You're a sex therapist too, right? We didn't even get into sex.
I know, we didn't even get into sex.
We didn't get into family. We didn't get into shit.
Means you got to have me again.
Yeah, I guess.
Wow. He doesn't sound too happy, but let's, you know. I got your back, though.
Yo, this has been an amazing episode, guys. This has been eye-opening. 1 hour and 4 minutes. That's great. That's great time. We usually do 1 hour 30. This next segment has been brought to you by Candela Mama Juana. Candela Mama Juana has been holding us down since episode 1, guys. Wow. We're on episode 10.
Wow.
We're on episode 10. Shout out to Alejandro. We got big things actually in the works now. We're talking again. We're going to reinvent our relationship with Candela. So bigger things are coming. Stay tuned for that. You can find that Candela at Drink Candela Mama Juan, drinkcandela.com, and Drink Candela on Instagram. This episode has also been brought to you by Melvin H. El que no tiene toito brillando actually in this room. We don't have views to ask for her fucking collar and Victor for his rope. Guys, thank you very much for supporting us each and every week. Shout out to Diaz Pinal that spiced things up the last 15 minutes. Should have been here earlier. This would have been a 3-hour show.
Yeah.
Jenny, I'm joking, but we are definitely having you on.
Oh, no.
We're going to speak about sex. That's my that's what I was excited for because I have a lot of questions. Like, do little dicks matter? Like, you know?
I think it depends on the relationship, and I think it depends on the motion of your ocean.
Yeah, and then how do you satisfy a sexually frustrated woman? Like, is it okay for a woman to cheat if she's not feeling satisfied? These are all questions I had, right? So we're going to bring you back, and thank you for coming, Jenny.
No, thank you.
Please tell the people where they can find you, and if you guys need any help with your any type of relationships, family, friend, romantic,
any form of relationship.
You know, there's a relationship. I saw a guy that he's in a relationship with an amusement park. There's a guy.
You have a lot of love for a lot of things. There's people that actually do think that they have relationships with cars.
Some
men have.
Yeah, I saw a guy. He was fucking the muffler of his car.
Yeah.
And this woman that married a Ferris wheel. These are all retarded. I'm sorry. I apologize. These are all eccentric relationship
questions.
Yeah, that we have.
Listen,
for you.
I'm totally down. And yes, whoever's listening to the podcast, please write down your questions.
Out your questions, and you can. Where can we find you, Jenny?
At Healing Luna NYC.
Es un nombre de una maldita doctora.
On Instagram.
Dari, ¿a dónde te podemos encontrar?
DJ Dari Uno.
Jula.
Jula's World.
De Espinal, señores y señores.
De Espinal, also on Pornhub and OnlyFans.
Make sure you follow the podcast at No Speaky Podcast and leave your comments and concerns. And if you have any questions for Dr. Jenny, we are going to have her back on the podcast for sure, 100%. If you have any questions, leave them in the comments below, and we'll be getting to them on the next. I don't know if we should make this a segment or an episode or something, because you already belong to our other friends. So I don't want to take you away from him.
No, I'm down. Listen, I jump around. Because I'm only half for them.
You jump around.
I believe in spreading knowledge in whichever way that I can. Oof. And if there's anything that I can do to help anybody, I will do it.
For sure. Thank you very much. We appreciate your time. We know it's not cheap. Ladies and gentlemen, Victor no está aquí para que nos saque. Shit, I guess this shit is just over right here. Have a good afternoon. Take it easy. Oh, my God.
Yo, es verdad que tú estás en Pornhub y vainas así.